Right. So on to a new topic. We're going to try to discuss a few topics of Sukkah, some interesting sides, interesting in cases that come up. Okay. Now, many years ago, when I was newly married, I was living in Hanoi, and we were the first Sukkah we were going to be in Eretz. Okay. And we had a little pesed, and I was going to make a Sukkah. So we didn't have, we were only there for a couple of days, and I didn't want to invest a lot of money in the Sukkah. So I wanted to use the walls of the new pesed. Not the walls, the bars of the new pesed. That was going to be my Sukkah wall. That's what I wanted. Okay, so I wasn't even going to use the whole new pesed. I didn't have I didn't really have enough money to buy stuff for the whole thing. So I was going to use half of it. So I was going to use the brick wall over here. Yeah, then. A tested wall, the marker on both sides, like halfway. I was going to have three walls. That's what I wanted to do. So I went to ask the person over there, can I use it? He said, yes, fine. Okay. That was the, that's what he told me. Okay, and that's what I did. Now let's see how simple that is. Okay, is it a custom printer or not a custom printer? Okay. They're bars. The two on the side, these two side walls were bar walls. Okay, like this. We're going to a lot of people have.
Okay.
No. This is the door to go out. This is in the kitchen here. This is the door to go into the pattern. There was a proper wall over here. Okay. And then there was. On the two sides, huh? They're on the side. You've got bars, the bar walls on the side, that's it. So there was bars there also, but my sukkah wasn't going that far. My sukkah was basically halfway. Okay, so again, I've got one brick wall, and on the sides are two of these bar walls. That's what I was going to use for my sukkah. Okay, so let's build it up. Okay. So first of all, we know that the Mishnah tells us that you have to have three walls for a sukkah. Okay, the minimum is three walls. On that, the Braisa, and that's how we paskin that, you don't actually need three, four walls, it's two walls, and the third one can even be a tefach. Okay, on that, the Gemara explains that, at least Midrabanan, not so, so you can't just have a tefach, you have to have two walls, okay, and the walls we're talking about, at least for this case, is like this, yeah, it's called, a right angle, those are these two four walls. Hold that, okay. Yeah, so you have to have a corner. So just for simplicity now, we're saying that has to, and we know the minimum size of a sukkah is seven tefachim. So you need seven tefachim here, seven tefachim here. Then, the Gemara says, you have a gap of less than labud, just under three tefachim. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about labud soon. Okay, then you have, it's called a tefach soifek, it's a slightly bigger tefach than normal. Okay, so you're up to about four tefachim. Okay, and then you need a sure tefach. A sure tefach is, you have a thick on each side, and a stick on top. It's like a doorway. Okay? So that is mashlim your sukkah. Okay? So that, that's the minimum way to that's on the third wall. Fourth wall, you don't need anything. Okay? Sukkah, you only need three walls, and ik adin, as you said, seven fucking a proper wall on one side, seven fucking on next to it, yeah, adjacent one, the particular one first, yeah? Thing. And then, again, a gap of less than three tefachim, which is labud, then tefach soifek, let's say a piece of wood, which is slightly bigger than a tefach, and then surah tefach after that. Okay? And that gives you 7, 7, 7. Okay? That's the minimum shear of a sukkah, midi rabbanan, that's what you need to have. Okay?
It's
helping out your table. Good point, that's the wall. Okay, then it's going to fall into it.
The tefach
is
over here.
Okay. Fine. So you've got, okay. Let's see, you've got, this is one proper wall. Okay? This is set a couple more here. Maybe you need four, because the minimum size of a Pesach is four. Okay, we're not getting involved in that. All right, okay. My maximum minimum size. We're just going to mention some quick halakha to do with that. We said these two walls over here, there is a din that at least two walls have to be touching each other. Okay, we'll see what touching means to. Okay, meaning even though the minimum shear of the wall is seven tachim, you can't have, let's say, seven tachim there, have a big gap, and then over here somewhere have seven tachim. That's not acceptable. Two of the walls have to touch each other. Okay, but touching each other in an oven is also okay. So if it's within three tachim, that's also okay. Okay. That's fine, because on this side they were touching. And so even that would be okay, because it was within love. As if it's within love, it's also acceptable. No, so that's not enough. Unless you have something, unless you have like a stick there or something over there. Yeah. Yeah, but pasha, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, just say, let's say you want to. Let's say you want to make it a little bigger, whatever the case is.
Yeah, it's a number of wires. Side, that side
is in the corner, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. You need it to be, that will have to be 7 fucking the Safa 12. Right? So the way you do it, we're using the minimum weight, the easiest, using the less things possible to get. So that is, have a little bit, a gap of a little bit less than 3 fucking. Then the tefach tzoseik, and then the tzoseik tzoseik, and that way you can get to your zayin tzoseik. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Now, next. There's a braisa which says like this, that it's true by Shabbos, and it's also true by Sukkot, that if you have, it's called cunning, if you have sticks, yeah, only this way, shesi. If you stick one here, one next to, all these three talking to each other, and that's how you make your walls, that's okay. By Shabbos, that's okay. And by Sukkot, that's okay. That's what the Bible says. Perfectly acceptable. As long as they're all within three talking, that's lovers, that's fine. Okay? Yeah, but they're all within three talking, yeah? So you've got lovers, that's fine. Okay, this, I was meant to say this before. So, it actually comes out, we see a Kiddush in lovers. Okay, lovers, it's there's two aspects of love. One aspect of love is that it's clear that airspace is not there. And clearly these things are touching each other. Okay? Yeah? That's one aspect of love. But you see that's not enough. Because over here we know you're saying that you need a wall of Zion Parking. So if you have a minimum sukkah, let's say of Zion Parking, by Zion Parking, and you have your these walls 我知道我看看看你哭的样子 yes but 大概说有物理 not line talking you got an insight if all he's saying is that either they touch each other you're missing your wall so you see from here there's an extra kiddush that love is not only that they may be touching love can also it fills up that gap okay so therefore even though you've got kind of all over like this we say oh either that gap inside it also fills up so you've got, a nice wall then that's a fill that wall okay so again we're saying this price tells us that you can make a sukkah, cunning. Yeah, stick in the ground all the way around. Yeah, if as long as not the gap between them is not being tucked, that's perfectly acceptable. That's what the Bible says. Don't walk away without at the moment. Okay, fine. Next, there is a member in the Gemara who says like this: that if you have a board, yeah, not vertical, it's going to be horizontal, and the width of it is 4 tefachim, okay, or slightly more than 4 tefachim, yeah. So and you want to make a sukkah of the minimum height 10 tefachim, you can take that board, yeah, and you've got your stuff up here. You can put that board basically bang in the middle, so it's a little bit less than 3 tefachim from the bottom, a little bit less than 3 tefachim from the top. So you've got love there, and fuck, I thought you've got 10 tefachim, and that's okay. That's fine.
No, it's not
10 tefachim. Yeah, because of your love, we just said the love is massive this year, so either I filled up the bottom, I filled up the top, I've got a height now of 10 tefachim, and I've got a wall of 10 tefachim, that's fine.
What do
you mean?
Even if you exactly
yeah.
But now we just cut 10 tefachim.
Yeah.
Then we put
in
parallel, we put
piece of wood. Yeah, which is, let's just over 4 tefachim high.
And then on the bottom, we need some.
No, you don't need anything. Yeah. A gap of, you've got a gap of less than 3 tefachim in the bottom, and a gap of less than 3 tefachim.
There's a left in the bottom.
On the
bottom, the same thing was 10 near. The 3 tefachim. And even between
them
and the
needle,
we have
6, 7, 5. No. You've got the height of the top is 10 tefachim high. So then you've got a gap on the top of less than 3 tefachim. Gap to less than 3 tefachim. Then you've got your 4, bit more than 4 tefachim of wood. And then you've got a little bit less than 3 tefachim at once, and that's your 10 tefachim. You're right. If it were to be higher, then that wouldn't work in that time. What's what? Yeah, let's say you've got woods and stuff, yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. Okay, on that, places are, excuse me, why do you need a wood of 4 tefachim? Why do you have to do that? We just said before that this way, cunning all the way around is good enough. So let's do a similar thing. Take 2 pieces of string, yeah? We'll put the first one, yeah, within 3 tefachim of the bottom. Then we'll have a dip. You probably need 3 beads. Okay, so the bar. Or actually, it's the says you'll have them slightly wider. I think you'll have them of. Yeah. Okay, little question at the moment, right? Okay, so you can get. Instead of using a thing of 4 tefachim, you can use a thing of a bit more than a heavy piece of string, a wide. What?
Whatever
the strand you have, that's why. Right, okay. Fine. And so you can keep going, you're getting your 10 tefachim that way. Why do you need a whole piece of dalet al-kadosh? Okay. So Tosafot tells us, Shabbat is actually that let's read the word. Yes. That Tosafot says that there's a boy in Aaron that says that if you use these 3 chavalim, yes, he's using three strings, yeah, okay. Talking about the top one also. Okay, if you make a machitza of 3 tefachim, yeah, there is a hetzer with it, but it's only for shayah. Shayah means when you've got at least 3 people there. If you were to have only 1 or 2 people in this place, there wouldn't be a hetzer. If your whole wall is made of a machitza of chavalim of rows going this way using this lover, then there wouldn't be a hetzer. It's a special hetzer only if you have multiple people over there. But for if you just have one person, it's not. Okay.
Regarding
yeah. Okay? So Tosfos says that with regard to Erev for Shabbos, if you want to enclose an area, there you can't use a mechita which is made of, this is called Erev, only ropes going across. It won't help you at least forever. So if you have a yakit and you surround his area by the string, it doesn't help you. And therefore, who has been by sukkah? You can't make a sukkah with ropes going all the way around. Okay, that's what Tosfos says over there.
Yes. Right now, why
is it
sometimes
about 6 issues? Why is he not coming? Oh! It's all Kasha. Because what's the guy? Just explain the Kasha. It's a Mephush Brisa. The Brisa tells us you're allowed to make Kanim all the way around. What's the difference between this way and this way? This way definitely works. That's you had a Brisa. We just mentioned that. So how can you tell me that this way around, the horizontal way around, doesn't work? What's the difference? Yeah? Everyone got the Kasha clear? You have holes on the side, okay? Alright, let's try finish this off. Okay, so that's when you're asked for Kasha, and the answer they say is, yeah? Because if you have a gap vertically, that's like a door. If you have a fence, there's normally, there's often a door inside it, and a door has a space in between, So, the fact that you're going this way, you've got lots of doors over here. The essence fact that you have a space in between this way is a door. And so, this one happens to have lots of them. But that's a normal way to make a mechitza. A normal way to make a fence is with a door inside. You've got multiple doors. But something that's not abnormal for a fence to have. Someone says it, but there are certain things which are abnormal. People apparently don't normally have a gap in the corner. You wouldn't put a door in the corner. So there, that might be a problem. Without getting involved there at the moment either. If it's bigger, various things. But going vertically is not a problem. But horizontal. What are you going to say over there? You don't have a door like that.
Right now, I have sukkah,
it's leading
material from fabric.
Okay. We're going to discuss fabric next week.
No, I'm not going to talk about fabric right now. But because wind, we also discussed, moves too much. Right now, I have belt. And food.
We're going to, after today's year, you'll tell me if what I said is okay, and next week's going to be based exactly your system. That's what we're going to discuss next week. Okay. Okay, don't worry, it's okay. You're fine, don't worry. Okay. Okay, so that's a filler again between Chesney and Aero. Okay? Fine. But now we want to say a different thing. Up to now we said you've got a horizontal thing of four tufting, with lava on the top, lava on the bottom. Now we want to say the other way around. You've got a vertical thing of four, and lava.
Okay,
that's very good. So it comes out on Tosfos that if you have four tufting, that's already not considered a. So let's go back one step. The chitan over here seems to be that if you have a machita only of only vertically or only horizontally, only of shesti or only of erev, that's a problem. If you have both, that's okay. So that's what I mentioned to some of the guys before, that the problem here is not love. Because if you have a mechitza which has got vertical and horizontal, even though you've got gaps in between, that's perfectly accepted. That's a great mechitza. If you manage to have a mechitza like this, that's perfectly acceptable. That's a great mechitza. Could be the shittas are going on like that, but the halacha, that's perfectly acceptable. Our sign over here is because you only have vertical, or you only have horizontal one. So that's what a mechitza grew up. But if you have a substantial thing, a full stocking, that's already a change. That's not a mechitza guru anymore. That's quite a substantial mechitza now. Okay? Yeah. So, right. So again, back into the Gemara.
I'm still trying to understand that answer. The problem is when you're constructing from Chol Moed, you have to what portion of it is the wall. But we're okay with connecting them. Well,
yeah.
So once you have multiple beams, where each one is a five going out, and I don't know what the five going out.
Four tougher.
So then, in front of us, if you have as many
100%.
Of them,
100%. So we have four tougher. Yeah, if you have four tougher, then that would be perfectly acceptable. Yeah? Okay. That's called a substantial mechitza now, that's a proper mechitza, that's great. Okay. Fine. So now, again, back to the Gemara. What it says, now you've got a mechitza all around. Yeah? A vertical mechitza, four tefachim. Yeah? And you can put it within levels of the adjacent wall. Okay? Yeah? So you've got a wall like this. This is a, let's say, seven tefachim. Okay. So I'll put this half of learning, because it doesn't make a difference for us for the moment. So this is when you've got a mechitza over here of seven tefachim, and then over here this is four tefachim, and within level of this, these are your two good mechitzas. Okay, so that's the case of the Gemara says. So it's like a kasha, and I'm jumping between places. The places basically are, excuse me, why do I need four tefachim? What's wrong with kanim, like we said from the Brisa before? Yeah, why do I have to go? Why do I need to make sure that I have four tefachim together? No, I can put one, like a gap of level, one tefah. Sorry, is that wrong?
Yeah.
It's half a tefah you only need, right? A gap of lovers. You've got this all here. A gap of airspace over here of lovers. Then I put, let's say, half a tefah, or drop more than half a tefah over here. Then I have another gap of just under of lovers. And then another half a tefah. So tefah kol, I've got seven tefahs. What's wrong with that? Why do I need the four tefahs together? Okay. So Tosfos says, this answer to Tosfos is lots and lots of discussion exactly what he means. Tosfos says, So it says that the growing Eruvin tells us that any mechitza, which is, at least there's a ton over there, any mechitza which is not made up of Shekti and Eruv is not a proper mechitza. So that's what Tosfos says. Yeah? Any mechitza which is not made up of Shekti and Eruv is not a proper mechitza. So it comes out, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what we think on our case. Okay, so that's it with what we've learned?
No.
How that work right
before?
The glass
to secure the walls, prevent the walls.
But what? I said before that the bride told us that you can make tannin tannin.
Yeah.
So you've got a bride and mafur is not like Tosfos. Yeah? Tosfos tells us that if you make it of shesti, the tannin tannin like this, yeah, it that's not a good mechitza. Mechitza has to have tannin and shesti. Yeah?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So basically, you're saying, I don't know what the Rosh says, the Mahashah says, they say that's the Machlik is in Eruvin. So all two things over here, it's just being Mahir that Tanah. But I find that's not the Halacha. Halacha is not like that. Halacha is, you can use Tanim Tanim. Yeah, you can use Tanim Tanim like this. If Tanim Tanim is okay. Shefti, the other way, horizontal, that's a problem. Like Tosfos said before. According to the Mahashah, according to the Rosh, Eruv is a problem, yeah, like we said before, but Shefti is okay, yeah, that's what comes out according to the way the Ma'ashan is, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh himself says, that there's a difference, like we said before, the difference between Eruv and Shefti. Shefti is okay, you can make Tanim Tanim Tanim, and that's the Brisa, whereas Eruv is not okay. Okay, that's how the Ma'ashan is fine. But the Halacha, it's not brought like that. The Magen Avraham says like this. Again, on says that there's a difference between a mechitza of three walls and a mechitza of four walls. If you have only three walls and it's not totally enclosed, only three walls, then we must be about if it's a mechitza gua, if it's just coming, then we don't accept it. That's not good. It's only the rabbanon if you've done so. Yeah, I mean, mechitza is okay, but even the rabbanon, even the word of sukkah, it's not acceptable. Okay. If you just have kanim, if you have three walls, it's not acceptable. It's not a good, that's not a good mechitza. Just like this, right. And who are doing if it's the horizontal way? Okay? But four walls, where, so four walls is okay. Yeah? If you have it, and according to this, both kanim, the vertical, and horizontally, if you have all four walls done like that, then that's okay. That's your sukkah. Four walls, good. Yeah?
Oh, he doesn't want to just on the board. Oh,
We're going to see. If it's Cambit, there might be a difference. Hold on. Okay, that's next week. Okay. So if you have all four balls, then it's okay. That's not what Gentleman says. The Mishnah Berurah passes like that. Okay, the Chazal Yish asked the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, how many balls do you need for a sukkah? What do you say?
Three.
Okay, three, right. Three. So what's the mind of the fourth wall? How does it help you have all four walls? Steph, I don't need that fourth wall. Yeah? Okay. So now the head what they say is that if I have four walls, what's the kid sound we say? If the machita grew, it's not such a good machita. If you enclose the thing by four walls, it's more enclosed, it's more like a house. The sukkah is a type of house. If you close the four walls, that is key mashlim the chitan of the type of your wall, your machita is not so good. But it's on all four sides, it's more holy now, more like a home. Therefore it is acceptable. Okay.
That's four walls.
Right. Yeah. You do try and close it as much as you can. No, we don't find that. No, it's not true. So let's look at that. Let's look at you to meet three walls. Yeah. But you're saying that, okay, that's what you think now. There's extra fitness that, yeah, if I make them close on all sides, yeah, that's more of a home. The sukkah is meant to be came to Lua, that's where you live. That's the place I'm living. It can be a temporary dwelling place. But if I enclose it all walls, it's more enclosed, it's more of a home. Even though the machitas are not so good anymore, but I've sort of made up, I compensated that it's on by mashing on the side.
Okay. But if you have three
flares, less
than
four,
right?
Yeah, I agree. But the Torah doesn't say anywhere that you need that. Yeah? Okay. So you have to be better. You're saying it's good. Okay? Maybe. Yeah? Yeah, so it's a castle there, we should have took it all the way around. Yeah, okay. Fine. So again, so it comes out, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah passes like this, that you can only use tannin or Eruv if you have all four walls. Okay, if you only have three walls, it's not acceptable. It's not a good sukkah. Okay? Either way, right. Okay, that's what comes out of that's the Mishnah Berurah class. Yeah, as we think, the Chazanish says not like that, the Chazanish says, if you have just Shefi, it won't help, even if you have four walls. He says it's no good. What does he do with the Braisa? So the Braisa, where it says it kind of works, that if you want to do more than your seven talking. The seven talking and seven talking have to be a proper wall. If you want to do more than that, then you have to use cunning power. It's a bit like, yeah, a bit of a fiddish. Yeah, yeah. Just either one.
The proper,
yeah. Huh? No? According to Sandanese and Ahmad.
And what
do you have to bring? Well, what I should is, I'll tell you that, because he holds the pastor's according to. But see next week. But hold on for next week. Okay.
What
was that one? Okay. One more thing. Yeah. Okay, so going back to the Mitzvah, yeah, with the mountain around it. Okay? So back to my sukkah, right? So the Chorah, you'd say that's no good. Right? But it's still not 100% pashut. Why? Because up now we're discussing kind of meaning. All there are these rocks, these sticks over there. The Mitzvah has a thing on the top. Okay? How's that thing on the top help? Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, so, okay. So if they report, if it's all the way through the Mitzvah parking, that's a great Mitzvah. But they don't have that, right? They generally have that, and this is so they have that one thing on the top. Okay. So, how's that help? So, the Prima Garden and Mr. Brutal of Shah, Tilan brings it in the Hechot Eruvin, says it's okay. That's good, that's a proper Mitzvah. So it's not necessarily a riot that Charity won't agree to buy sukkah. Everything goes into the Rabbana. Sukkah went into the riot, okay, even though this aspect was going into the Rabbana. But it's not necessarily a riot, okay? But, the Rabbana says it is okay. Okay, he says, the Chazanish is quite, he says it doesn't help, okay? He says you can't even be a Mitzarefet, it definitely doesn't help. Rabbana says no, it's not the Chazanish, you can be a Mitzarefet. And according to Rabbana, it would be accepted. The Mitzvah, the Ma'atim Mitzvah. We're saying, up to now we're saying like this. The way they repress these most Mitzvahs, I think, if you have the metal frame, yeah, they have sticks like this, but on the top, there's a metal bar which connects all the two. So the same thing he says, that is acceptable, okay, fine, yeah. I just see from what I understand.
First of all, what would it hold me? If I put all these sticks, they won't
go Only six, no good. Everyone else only six. Then there was a No good. Fine. But sukkah is okay. Okay? Right? I was just going to say, I've seen from some of the Kabbalists, or Kufel, and some of the, what's it, your horses, and things like that. It's not so possible. If that is your situation, you want to rely on that for three walls, ask your shayla first. Okay? It's not so possible to be make up for that. Okay? But again, there is one to be done. I'm not saying it's not, but, that's that was it. Now, one more point. Just we said that if you have Shesi and Eruv, that's okay. And even if they're not actually touching each other, that's also okay. So if you manage to have, if you have like a, you have your, let's just pretend that the Marcus and the Fest is no good. We'll go with something else, it's no good, right? But then you have, let's say, Tritim or something like that, which is within three Tritim of that. So you've got a Mechitza of Hanim, of Shesi like this, and then in front of it you've got like this. Within three tokens, that's acceptable, that's fine. You have three tokens, we said, if it feels all the same muscle, there's no gap in between.
Three tokens,
yes. So it's like this, and then that's, let's say there's some kind of a chicken which are going this way. Chicken. Okay, look at what it is. Yes. You have to be, if it were to be like this, within three tokens, we said, there's no gap in between. So that would be a bit of a steeper. And that would be, you wouldn't need your four
Masitas. Okay. I've been waiting half an hour to find out what was wrong with the
Pashtas. Yeah.
Still
going down there. Okay, so I thought you said, the Pashtas, if you go like a cousin is, that was kind of funny, but you have to keep on top. So the method is over the bar one. Okay, so if you go with the without getting involved in anything else, kind of funny on three walls is no good. But, but it had a thing on top. So according to the Chevrolet, that won't be acceptable. Yeah? That's, I wasn't a total,